Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Fall Film Festival season continues in Toronto. The EU Film Fest, which started last night, features movies from each of the EU countries, and all screenings are free. Real Asian Film Festival also just started with films from South, East, and Southeast Asia. Often neglected. This week, I'm looking at dramas about high school students. There's a young woman in California who wants to go to the East Coast, another one in Bangkok who wants to go to Singapore, and a guy in the Midwest who wants to go nowhere. He just wants to look at what's inside. Lady Bird, directed by Greta Gerwig. It's Central California in the early 2000s. Lady Bird, played by Saoirse Ronan, is a bored kid with great ambition. She wants to study in East Coast College. She's in her last year at a private Catholic school. Her mom, played by Laurie Metcalf, who she doesn't get along with, sent her there because she thinks public schools are too dangerous. She lives in a small house in Sacramento with her brother Miguel, her dad a computer programmer, and her mom who works in a psychiatric hospital. Lady Bird wants to fit in and maybe meet a boyfriend, but Immaculate Heart, or Immaculate Fart she calls it, is an all-girl school run by nuns. So her only chance of meeting a guy is in the theater club, run in conjunctions with an all-boys Catholic school. She immediately hits it off with Danny, played by Lucas Hedges, who likes show tunes and wears puka shells. She takes him home to meet her family. Later, she wants to create a better self. So first she named herself Lady Bird. She's actually Christine. Next, she quits doing school plays and starts playing pranks on nuns. And she swaps her boyfriend Danny for the chill Kyle, played by Timothée Chalamet, and trades best friend Julie for the prettier and richer Jenna. She tells her she lives in a mansion, not a bungalow on the wrong side of the tracks. And secretly, with the help of a recently unemployed dad, she applies to East Coast schools, hoping to get in. But can the tower of lies she creates stand up to closer scrutiny? And are her new friends good people? Lady Bird is Greta Gerwig's first solo film. She co-directed Frances Ha with Noah Baumbach, and it's funny, touching, brilliant movie. Saoirse Ronan and Laurie Metcalf as the quarreling mother and daughter, and Lucas Hedges as Danny is amazing. I didn't even recognize him from Manchester by the Sea. Okay, the last 3 minutes I thought suck and pulled down the movie, but other than that, it's an almost perfect, quirky, wonderful coming-of-age story. Bad Genius, directed by Natawut Punpiria. Lin, played by actor-model Chutimon Chuing Charo In Suking, sorry for mispronunciation, is a student at an elite Bangkok high school. It's a school where many grads get accepted to U.S. Ivy League schools, and most of the kids there are filthy rich, but not very bright. Lin, on the other hand, is just the opposite. The daughter of a divorced school teacher, she's a scholarship student, a piano player, and a genius at math, and she also gets the value of money. She has to be when there's not much of it around. She quickly establishes herself, along with Bank, another scholarship student, as the top kid in the school, and the two are in competition for a place at a Singapore university. But everything changes when Lin's friend Grace, with her millionaire boyfriend Pat, come to her with a proposition. They'll pay her big bucks to act as their tutor. But they don't really want to study, they want an easy way to pass the tests. So Lin comes up with a brilliant plan. She shows them the multiple choice answers during the test by playing the piano in the test hall, moving her fingers in the order of four famous piano passages. So the students all pass the exam, but Bank, he's the good genius, suspects something fishy is going on. Later, they recruit Bank to join Lynn on a trip to Sydney, Australia to take the STIC. That's the International SAT test. They plan to write the exam and text the answers to Bangkok just in time, four time zones over. Will the plan work? Will they get caught? And will sparks fly between the two geniuses, Lynn and Bank? Bad Genius is based on a true story about the test scandal that shook Thailand recently. The movie works as both a teen drama and an action movie, with the main characters racing against time to rig the tests and avoid capture. It also shows the huge gap between Bangkok's super rich and the rest of the people who never seem to get ahead. My Friend Dahmer, directed by Mark Myers. It's the late 1970s in a small town near Akron, Ohio. Jeff Dahmer, played by Ross Lynch, a TV actor from the Disney Channel, is a tall kid with big glasses and feathered blonde hair. He lives with his little brother, his pill-popping mom, played by Anne Hesch, and his dad, a chemist. Jeff collects animal bones from roadkill he finds on the highway. He's also obsessed with a local doctor he always sees jogging down the road. He keeps to himself at a school ruled by football jocks and cheerleaders. He's not bullied, but he's not popular either, until he finds his niche. Sort of a class clown who's both audacious and daring, but weird. He spontaneously breaks into his acts, either talking like a handicapped kid or someone with palsy, or falling to the floor in imitation of tonic-clonic seizures. This catches the attention of Durf, played by Alex Wolff, and his friends Neil and Mike. They're counterculture types and they're into the Ramones and comic books. And they see Jeff as the epitomizing of punk rock, even if he doesn't know it himself. So they form the Dahmer Fan Club and invite him to participate in events that let Jeff go wild in front of an audience. But are they helping him or using him? Jeff turns to alcohol to counter the constant bickering of his parents and slides into less and less communication. He wants to know what people are like on the inside, literally, and he gets stranger and stranger experimenting on live animals. Are his new friends the ones pushing him over the edge? Okay, My Friend Dahmer, in case you don't recognize the name, is based on the true graphic novel written by Durf Durfman about his high school sort of friend. Dahmer became the notorious Milwaukee serial killer who picked up men in bars and had sex with their paralyzed bodies before dissolving the corpses in acid vats. But My Friend Dahmer takes place before all that. This is an extremely disturbing and creepy, but also funny and cool look at being a teenager in the 1970s. Great soundtrack. It makes you wonder what pushes people from normalcy to depravity. Lady Bird, My Friend Dahmer, open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. Bad Genius is playing at the Real Asian Film Fest. Go to realasian.com for details. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.